How can anything be fearful unless you hold it more dear than truth? You will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in lies. Love is your safety. Fear does not exist. Identify with love and you are safe. Identify with love and you are home. Identify with love and find your true self. Attempting the mastery of fear is useless. In fact, it asserts the power of fear by the very assumption that it need be mastered. The true resolution rests entirely on mastery through love. Miracles are merely the transformation of denial into truth. If to love oneself is to heal oneself, those who are sick do not love themselves. Therefore, they are asking for the love that would heal them. Every loving thought is true. Everything else is an appeal for healing and help, regardless of the form it takes. Can anyone be justified in responding with anger to a brother's plea for help? No response can be appropriate except the willingness to love him. For this and only this is what he's asking for. Learn this and learn it well. You never hate your brother for his sins, but only for your own. When a situation has been dedicated wholly to truth, peace is inevitable. I am in need of nothing but the truth. I see that I need only truth. In that, all needs are satisfied, all cravings end, all hopes are finally fulfilled, and dreams are gone. Now I have everything that I could need. Now I have everything that I could want. And now at last, I find myself at peace. Do not try to look beyond yourself for truth can only be within you. Let no dark cloud out of your past obscure him from you. For truth lies only in the present, and you will find it here if you seek it here. You have looked for it where it is not, and therefore have not found it. Learn then to seek it where it is, and it will dawn on eyes that see. Your past was made in anger. And if you use it to attack the present, you will not see the freedom that the present holds. Truth is restored to you through your desire, as it was lost to you through your desire for something else. Open the holy place that you closed off by valuing the something else, and what was never lost will quietly return. It has been saved for you. There is no question but one you should ever ask of yourself. Do I want to know my Father's will for me? He will not hide it. when I said, I am with you always, I meant it literally. I am not absent to anyone in any situation. Because I am always with you, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Peace is the state where love abides and seeks to share itself. Conflict and peace are opposites. Where one abides, the other cannot be. Where one goes, the other disappears. Peace is impossible to those who look on war. Peace is inevitable to those who offer peace. The only way to have peace is to teach peace. By teaching peace, you must learn it yourself, because you cannot teach what you have not learned. Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all of the barriers within yourself that you have built against it. It is not necessary to seek for what is true, but it is necessary to see what is false. Every illusion is one of fear, whatever form it takes, and the attempt to escape from one illusion into another must fail. If you seek love outside yourself, you can be certain that there is a darkness within. Your peace will never come from the illusion of love, but only from its reality. If you achieve the faintest glimmering of what love means today, you have advanced in distance without measure and in time beyond the count of years to your release. Exempt no one from your love, or you will be hiding a dark place in your mind where the Holy Spirit is not welcome. And thus, you will exempt yourself from his healing power. For by not offering total love, you will not be healed completely. Love cannot enter where there is one spot of fear to mar its welcome. There is a place in you where there is perfect peace. There is a place in you where nothing is impossible. There is a place in you where the strength of God abides.